This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, a bit more than 90 minutes before kickoff. Time for our Badgers in the NFL update. Wisconsin and Oregon going at it tonight. Our Badgers in the NFL brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL update, here's Nick Brusewitz.
Badgers had impressive performances in the NFL's Week 10, starting with Steelers quarterback Russell Wilson. Pittsburgh was on the road taking on the Commanders in D.C., and Wilson compiled 196 passing yards and 3 touchdowns in the team's narrow 28-27 victory. Most notably, Wilson hit wide receiver Mike Williams for a go-ahead 32-yard score with less than 3 minutes left in the game.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown!
Highlight courtesy of CBS as Wilson improved to 3-0 as the Steelers starter this season, and the team is now 7-2 going into Week 11. Down in Indianapolis, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor crossed the century mark in rushing yards in Week 10, turning 21 carries into 114 yards while also adding 2 receptions for 8 yards in the team's 30-20 loss to the Bills. His biggest play of the day came in the first quarter when he scampered for 59 yards on Buffalo's defense.
Taylor trying the right side. Nelson springs him free. Big block by Quentin Nelson. And there goes Taylor. Can he get there? Caught from behind. It was Dorian Williams that tracked him down, but Jonathan Taylor runs for 59.
That call from CBS as Taylor has now produced 267 yards on 54 carries since returning to the field in Week 8 after missing a month with a high ankle sprain. Over in Chicago, Bears linebacker T.J. Edwards remained a force to be reckoned with in the team's 19-3 loss to the Patriots, recording 13 total tackles in this first-quarter interception.
May setting up. He'll check it down, and it's intercepted! T.J. Edwards with the toe tap on the sideline, his first pick of the year.
Fox on the call as Edwards has now registered 73 total tackles, including a sack, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and an interception in 2024. Finally, 2 other linebackers received NFL Weekly honors. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after compiling 8 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery in Philadelphia's dominant 34-6 win over the Cowboys. And Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel was awarded AFC Special Teams Player of the Week after he recorded 4 total tackles and the game-winning blocked field goal in the team's 16-14 win over the Broncos.
Kick to Wentz.
Highlight from CBS. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, very good, Nick. It is the Badgers and the Oregon Ducks kickoff just after 6:30 here at Camp Randall Stadium. Oregon 10-0, undefeated, number 1 ranked in the country. Up next, a look around the Big Ten with the scoreboard report as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It is getting late in the college football season. Three more regular season weekends, then conference championship games, and the first ever college football playoff with on-campus games beginning 5 weeks from now. Another iteration of the college football playoff rankings came out earlier this week. The top 12 dominated by the Big Ten of the SEC, 9 of the 12 from those two super conferences. Top-ranked Oregon, second-ranked Ohio State, fourth-ranked Penn State, fifth-ranked Indiana out of the Big Ten. The SEC has number 3 Texas, seventh-ranked Tennessee, number 10 Alabama, 11 Ole Miss, and 12th-ranked Georgia. Likely an elimination game tonight with Tennessee at Georgia, that one at 6:30. Big Ten scores. There was a Friday night Big Ten showdown. UCLA and Washington still getting used to it. Washington wins 31-19. Washington now with a bye week before they take on this Oregon Duck team 2 weeks from now. Washington improved to 6-5, 4-4 in the league. Earlier today at Wrigley Field in Chicago, second-ranked Ohio State, no trouble with Northwestern, 31-7. Buckeyes now 9-1, 6-1 in the league, and Northwestern falls to 2-5 in the Big Ten, 4-6 overall. The other game's going on as we speak. Fourth-ranked Penn State leading at Purdue 41-3 late in the third quarter. Nebraska and USC are tied at 14 with 11:45 to play in the third quarter in Los Angeles. Rutgers and Maryland just underway, no score so far in that one. And we pay attention as Illinois has beaten Michigan State 38-16 in that game, also played earlier today. The bye weeks for Indiana, Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa this week. After the break, we'll check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Once again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. Wisconsin and the Oregon Ducks tonight. It's not a rivalry, but Wisconsin and Oregon have some pretty significant history on the field and on the court. In football, the series is tied 3-3. Oregon has won three straight, including the last two meetings, which have been in the Rose Bowl, 2012 and 2019. Home and home in 2000 and 2001 were split. Michael Bennett ran for 290 yards, and Brooks Bollinger scored the game winner in Madison. Joey Harrington returned the favor a year later in Eugene with a game-winning touchdown inside of 4 minutes remaining. In men's basketball, the NCAA tournament history with the Ducks, let's talk to our sideline reporter Patrick Herb, who's been front and center for those on-court rivalry games with the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, we had fun last night reminiscing about some of them at the men's basketball game against Arizona when they celebrated the 10-year reunion of the 14 and 15 teams. And I led a little Q&A at a reception before the game and kind of asked the guys about, I asked Trey Jackson, I said, hey, can you take us into the locker room 2014 against Oregon, down 12 at the Bradley Center. Take me into the locker room. He's like, well, I can't necessarily repeat what some of the things that were said. He said, I had a terrible first half, so Coach Ryan got into me pretty well. But then we came out second half, airballed the first shot, and then he collected the weak side rebound, scored, and then it was on. And the tidal wave came, and Wisconsin beats Oregon, and the rest is history. It goes to back-to-back Final Four. So it's pretty coincidental and kind of fun that this weekend pairs up so well that yesterday Wisconsin was playing Arizona, who was the team they beat in the Elite Eight in both 14 and 15. And then today is the Oregon matchup, who they beat in the Sweet 16 both seasons. Really, it's not – I wish I could say that we planned it exactly this way,
yeah.
But it's just kind of coincidental, but it's kind of neat.
And, Patrick, it was a spectacular night with Bo Ryan, his banner being raised into the rafters last night at the Kohl Center. There was a rushing of the court when it was all said and done as Wisconsin beat the ninth-ranked team in the country at the Kohl. And those players that are in for the 10-year reunion of the back-to-back Final Fours, I think they're going to be honored here tonight as well, correct?
That is correct, yeah. There's a lot going on today besides just football here. But, yeah, special night. It was an unforgettable one last night. Someone asked me today, where would it rank? Would it be in my top 10 of Kohl Center games and moments? And that's a hard one to answer. It actually made me want to put together a list of my top 10. There wasn't as much at stake as many of the other games that we've seen at the Kohl Center that are the championships are decided or late in the season, you know, that have a ton at them. But when you consider Bo Ryan halftime induction and the team was back and John Tonjay nearly breaking the scoring record and the team putting up 103 points against a top 10 opponent, it had a lot going for it, that's for sure.
Let me bring you to this one tonight. With the Oregon Ducks in here, the number one ranked team in the country, let's first talk about conditions. It is windy. Fans might be a little chilled tonight because the temperature is not warm, but temperature won't be much of an issue on the field. The wind will.
Yeah, I agree with that. It does feel a little colder than the temperature would indicate. Temperatures are going to be high 40s, but it's a little chilly, I think, because of that wind. You know, watching the players warm up, mostly short sleeves and cutoff tees, as you'd imagine. And then there's Vinny Anthony, who's got shorts and a T-shirt on, but then he's got a full face mask covering his face. So I don't know what to do with that information. But the wind, I do think the wind could be a factor a little bit. It's blustery, I guess is maybe how I would describe it. It's going to gust up to 15 to 20 miles an hour at times. And as we've seen in this stadium, it can be unpredictable. So I don't know that passing games will be affected much. But it wouldn't shock me if kicking games were, and we've seen some punts get muffed this year both ways. So keep an eye on that.
All right, let's talk about the availability report. From a depth standpoint, it might be impactful.
Yeah, there's two names that I think are questionable. Nobody on the out list that would raise alarm. But there's two that are questionable we'll have to keep an eye on. One is Jaheim Thomas. He was also questionable for the Iowa game. Played some, not a lot. But that made way for Christian Allegro to do what he did and have really a breakout performance, and he was all over the field in maybe an otherwise forgettable performance at Iowa. That was one of the bright spots, seeing Christian Allegro in that middle linebacker spot. So that could be more of a timeshare, even if Jaheim Thomas is healthy. The other one's Kurt Neal in the defensive line. That's not a position Wisconsin is very strong or very deep at. So having any sort of sacrifice in that area is concerning. So he practiced most of the week, I would say, and we'll have to keep an eye on during warm-ups. I'm optimistic and hopeful that Courtney will be able to go, but that's one to keep an eye on.
And then let's talk about it's hard to measure attitude. It's one of those intangibles that is hard to wrap your head around. But 2 weeks ago tonight in Iowa City, Wisconsin did not play a very good football game, and the Iowa Hawkeyes just really kind of manhandled Wisconsin in that performance. How do you think that may impact an attitude that Wisconsin brings to the field tonight?
Yeah, toughness and confidence are two things that are really hard to instill in a team. And Luke Fickell has talked about that a little bit, that they talked about toughness a lot. They knew the Iowa game was going to be that way. And obviously, Iowa proved to be a little tougher on that evening. I have sensed a little different maybe attitude and mindset today compared to the last time Wisconsin had a big marquee home game, which was 3 weeks ago here against Penn State in a very similar spot. Top five opponent, primetime national audience. In that game, they were coming off three straight wins, and I think mentally they were all thinking we can win this, we can get ourselves back in the race for everything we want. And there was a tightness and a pressure that came with that game. And obviously the game didn't quite finish the way they wanted, and afterwards it lingered with them. They thought that was a gettable win. This week, nobody thinks they're going to win. Like, that's kind of the sense there. The Vegas odds makers don't. Outside people don't. So I feel like it's a looser group coming off a bye week. They gave them a couple days off on Friday and Saturday of last week. They backed off a little bit of the heavy work for the first team last week. And I feel like there's a little bit of a, what the heck? Let it fly. What nobody thinks we're going to win anyway, so let's just go out there and play fast and just let our instincts take over. And I don't know if that's – we obviously don't know if that's going to result in success, but I think it's different than what I observed 2 weeks ago. And last thing, I know they had the men's basketball game on at the hotel last night where Wisconsin beat a top 10 team and set off a course for me. So maybe some of that positive mojo can roll over to tonight.
Well, and we're also going to celebrate Melvin Gordon. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about him. 408 was 10 years ago right now, and Melvin being honored here tonight as well.
One of the greatest performances we've ever seen any sport, any athlete, in my book. And
agreed.
Doing it in three quarters, obviously not playing the fourth quarter, it'll be really fun to have him back. The place is going to go bonkers. It's during the third timeout of the first quarter, and I know he's thrilled to be back. Tons of his teammates are here as well, and it was a special moment in Camp Randall, and hopefully it leads to another one tonight.
It's such a joy to talk to. I had him on my statewide show on Thursday, and he is fantastic still. He always was when he was here, but he's still a fantastic conversation.
Great ambassador for our school.
No doubt.
For our football program. We've got a lot of them. Like, we're blessed that way. He's one of them. Born and raised a Badger. Loves this place. It means a lot to him. And he's honored to come back and be celebrated.
Patrick Hurum on the sideline all night tonight. First cold weather, cool weather.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah,
you're good. We're
yeah,
good.
No problem. Patrick's got this covered. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. As we continue, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Once again with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. The Badgers and the number one ranked Oregon Ducks. Four times in the last quarter century or so, the number one ranked team has come into Camp Randall Stadium. Badgers are 2-2 all time in those affairs. Jesse Temple joins us from The Athletic. Jesse, the last time we were front and center watching Wisconsin play at Iowa, it was no bueno. It was not good from almost from the beginning. Actually, it didn't start terribly, but it never got better as it started to go downhill. How does that game maybe, from your view, maybe impact tonight's game?
I think the fact they had a bye week was tremendously important based on the conversations I had with players. This is a very mentally taxing game, and it is a mentally taxing season when you try to get up for these big moments and you haven't taken advantage of any of them, and then you go to Iowa City and you get embarrassed like that. Jake Chaney said just being able to get away for a little bit. He said you could take your girlfriend to Appleberry Farm. You could go to the farmer's market. Just do something that doesn't allow you to focus on football. So it feels like they're saying all the right things. On the other hand, I think they've said the right things all season, and it hasn't translated to more wins, but at least they had a week off where Oregon was busy playing last Saturday, and they have to hope that there is some level of tiredness where Oregon's going to play its eighth straight weekend before their second bye week.
In that postgame interview with the head coach Luke Fickell, I don't think he loved how I phrased the question, but I said Iowa essentially told you they're going to run the ball, and then they ran the ball all night, which is really, he didn't love how I phrased it, but that's pretty much what happened. Can this Wisconsin defense hold up? Was that the aberration?
I mean, they've had a lot of issues with the run defense, but that was sort of the top of the list, where Iowa ran it 54 times, I believe, and only threw it 10, ended up rushing for 329 yards, which is the most Wisconsin defense has given up since the 2012 Rose Bowl against Oregon. I think the challenge here is it's not just the rushing offense that Oregon has. They have Dylan Gabriel, who's a Heisman Trophy candidate. And I think Wisconsin, though it ranks sixth nationally in pass defense, to me, a lot of that is based on playing quarterbacks that didn't have strong passing offenses around them. But when they've played quality competition, like Jalen Milroe at Alabama, like Miller Moss, who subsequently got benched, but at USC, and even in the first half, Drew Aller against Penn State, those three quarterbacks combined have completed 70% of their passes, and so they're really going to be challenged on the back end in a way that they haven't.
We think of Oregon, we think of their offense that you just mentioned with Dylan Gabriel and what they can do. They've hit 30-plus points in every game but their first game this year. But it's their defense that has opened eyes around the country as you watch Oregon play. What makes them special and what potential problems, obviously, does that pose for Braden Locke and Wisconsin offense?
Fast, athletic, powerful, opportunistic. Look, we know what has to happen offensively for Wisconsin. They have to be able to establish the run during that three-game winning streak. Yes, against lesser competition, they were tremendous. The offensive line was dominant. That has not been the case the last two games. You look at Tui Walker, he's not been able to be the guy that he was before. And then you have to establish that to set up the pass, but not put Braden in third and long situations where Oregon can tee off, because he's had a lot of issues. Five of his eight interceptions are on third down. You cannot have a back-breaking turnover against Oregon.
One bigger picture question before I ask you the final thought about tonight's game. How critical are the next 3 weeks for who Wisconsin football is in the moment?
Well, they're obviously important. A year ago, you look at what happened. They were 5-5 going into games against Nebraska and Minnesota, and you thought this season is on the verge of disaster and maybe they'll miss a bowl game. Well, they rallied, and they beat Nebraska in overtime. They got the axe by beating Minnesota. So even if the result tonight doesn't go their way, they still have two more opportunities to make a bowl game. That stuff does matter. The bowl prep allows young guys to prepare for the future, and Luke Fickell obviously has a tremendous task on his hands to try to turn this program around or get it to a higher level. So you want to show what you can do at the end of the season. They say constantly, play your best ball at the end of the year. Well, now's a chance to show it.
Last one. What has to happen tonight for this game to matter after jump around, or even more to the point, for fans to be on the field like they were on the court last night at the Kohl Center?
Well, much like the basketball team, I think you've got to get out to an early lead, because you do not want to play from behind. I don't really know that Wisconsin right now is a team that can score 30-plus, but they might have to. You want this crowd to be in the game late, just like they were against Penn State. Look at what Wisconsin has done in its four losses in the second half, Mike. Yeah. They've been outscored 98-17. You don't want to be in a spot where you got to play catch-up against this team.
Jesse Temple from The Athletic, always appreciate it. It is Wisconsin and Oregon, the number one ranked team in the country. Kickoff is just over 65 minutes from now. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher will take over. Patrick Herb is on the sideline as we continue. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes! 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Don't miss out on sales on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. They've got you covered. Check out the savings on Malibu and Svedka Tropical Spritz. Plus, check out the new selections of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south end of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall. Open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
...of your local grocery store.
Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Pregame coverage continues at Camp Randall Stadium. A brisk evening, upper 40s. Supposed to stay that way throughout the course of the night. As the Badgers, for the first time in 14 years, will host the top-ranked team in the country in 2010. It was Ohio State. It was a magical night. Let's see what happens tonight as the 5-4 Badgers play host to the unbeaten and top-ranked Oregon Ducks. Now, the Ducks are missing a couple of key pieces. Tez Johnson, their leading receiver, out tonight. He was hurt early in the Michigan game a couple of weeks ago. Jordan Burch, a very good defensive lineman, banged up and not available tonight. But the other guys they throw out there are really good, too. So, Tausch, we've talked a lot about Mark Tauscher, of course, with us. We've talked a lot about opportunities for the Wisconsin Badgers. They had to kind of sit in it. You know, they had the bye week after the Iowa game. But a chance to make that a distant memory if they can give themselves a chance and then maybe do something magical here tonight.
Indeed. And I think when you look at it, and, you know, we joke all the time, especially on a year where there's two byes in the season, that it comes at the perfect time. And from a player standpoint, I think you always, if you have a bad taste in your mouth, you want to kind of get back out there and just do it. I really felt like because of how that game played, physical and what Iowa did to us, I thought this little respite, regroup, you have two big matchups and obviously this number one seed, two rivalry games, and you have the number one seed. So you have this three-game stretch that you kind of were allowed to regroup and then kind of almost reset. So that's what's exciting tonight. You know, this group was humbled down in Iowa City, and I think there's no doubt that when you get humbled, you want to go back out and prove who you are and what you're all about, and there's no better opportunity to do that than taking on the number one team in the country.
All right, the Oregon Ducks, one of four Big Ten teams as we speak, sitting in a pretty good spot in terms of getting into the college football playoff. As for the Badgers, they remain one win away from bowl eligibility. After tonight, they'll make the trip down to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Huskers next Saturday. And then on Black Friday, the Badgers close the regular season against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. By the way, speaking of the Huskers, they're in the late in the third quarter at the L.A. Coliseum, USC leading Nebraska 21-17. The Huskers also trying to get to win number six, and that has been elusive for them.
They've struggled, and they've been fighting. I know, and that just, again, gives you a big picture. And I know, well, how many years? 22, is it 22 straight that
22
we
straight,
have seen
yep.
it? And it kind of just gives you a really good perspective. This is not snap your fingers and you're going to be bowl eligible. So Wisconsin's got to get there yet. Nebraska's trying to do that. It's a constant battle to make sure to let you know where your program is always trending.
All right, we're about an hour away from the opening kick. We'll take a closer look at the Oregon Ducks. We'll also have our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. All that and more as we get you ready for kickoff. Wisconsin and Oregon at Camp Randall Stadium. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, it's football season. Whether you're grilling up saucy wings, cheesy nachos, or juicy brats, tailgating is all about delicious food and great times. And with all that comes the mess. That's where Bounty paper towels come in. Bounty holds up to tough messes, making cleanup a breeze. Bounty, the quicker picker upper, is always ready to tackle those game day messes. And the best place to stock up? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown store. Bounty and Piggly Wiggly, helping you gear up for Badger football.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, before the Shamrock supplied.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger.
It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Badgers and the Ducks tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. Quick look at Oregon. You think of this year's team, Dylan Gabriel, certainly a very serious Heisman contender. 22 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions. Leads the nation in completion percentage, 74%. And for nearly, for more than 2,800 yards, he does have the NCAA record for touchdowns responsible for. That number at 180, breaking the mark that was previously set by Case Keenum. Now, his leading receiver will be out, Tez Johnson, and this will be the second full game, and really most of three. He was hurt against Michigan a couple of weeks ago. 64 catches for him, but a lot of weapons otherwise for Gabriel to turn to in the passing game. Evan Stewart, 37 catches, 5 for touchdowns. Trayshon Holden, 3 touchdown receptions. A trio of tight ends, including Justin Herbert's younger brother, Patrick, Terrence Ferguson, and Kenyon Sadiq, all rotate in, and a 1-2 punch in the backfield of Jordan James and Noah Whittington. And the defense has been really good for the Ducks as well. Top 10 material nationally in points allowed, total D as in particular. They've been very stingy on third down. They'll give up a little bit on the ground, but still in the top 30 in that category coming in to tonight's game. And they're a team that will go into the bag as they did last week. Little tackle eligible and a record-breaking pass from Dylan Gabriel. They went a direct snap to a backup offensive lineman, little wildcat with a backup O lineman for a 2-point conversion.
The Bears do that stuff and guys get fired. So,
but because it works in Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon does it and it works. And I think that's one of the things when you look at this group, there is a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. 31 points is the lowest number that they've scored in Big Ten play in a game. So the challenges are there. And the defensive the defensive group, they have a bunch of talent. Oh, Birch not playing from our end is good because I know there was a – not the same as what with Penn State and some of their players, but you have those guys that you have to kind of identify. So even with all that, this is an incredibly talented group, and Wisconsin is going to have to play a very clean game to have a chance to pull off an upset.
Yeah, let's get a little more into that now as we get to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the Pig, and it has been, you know, with Braden, has been at least one interception in each of his starts, and it just seems to take the error out of this team, and that's on the rest of the team now to do something about that. But it's that consistency too, Tausch, right? If you give up something on defense, you need your offense to possess the ball for a little bit, because we've seen this Badger defense wear down in the second half of games.
And I don't know how many times whether it's been with Coach on his show or just talking to him, the buzzwords complimentary football just continue to pound home, because that is how you win. And not everything is always going to be pretty. And there's some games your matchups are better on offense and some games it's better on defense. So you have to kind of maybe carry on and understand how the flow of the game is. You need to put up points. I think tonight, if something does happen, you got to bow up, make a stop and get it back, because then that snowball, if you don't make that stop, it just keeps building and building, and eventually you end up getting hit by it, and it's really hard to overcome. So, you know, for me, the keys to the game tonight, when you have a game like you did and you have that bye week, I think it is critical. You're going to have a great atmosphere. You have a sold-out crowd. Students are going to be in great hats that are being given away that I may have copped and put in my bag. But you just need to get that juice and that energy within the group, and to get off to a fast start tonight, I just think is so critical, because – for as much as you want to talk about confidence and, oh, we're doing this, we're working on this, you got to have it. And I think this team needs to just kind of recapture that and get this crowd and the energy up so that you can pull off an upset like that.
We know this is an air raid offense. We know this is an offense that isn't going to let the play clock bleed down to two or one every time. The time of possession thing isn't what it used to be here. But when they were winning, they were running it really well. Now, the opponent, the caliber of the opponent, we get that. But I'll be curious, Tausch, and I know you'll be very curious to see how this Wisconsin offensive line can fare. Can it carve out some space for this team to be able to move the ball on the ground?
And I talked to a couple of coaches that have played this group, and Oregon's defense is really good. Because Penn State watching film, I'm thinking this can be a real tough challenge. Oregon is also, they have guys. But I just think this group, this is, you talk to Luke, you talk to the strength of this football team is our front. And that's how it's always been. And they did not have a great day in Iowa. And tonight they can reestablish that. And if we're going to beat Oregon, that is going to be, it's going to be that group. Those five and the tight ends and that tail. But that is going to be the group that leads this team to victory. So it is on them. I think they feel like there's some stuff that, if you can get the ball rolling here, I think there's some things that you can do. So we'll see. But I think if Phil Longo can put the game in the hands of the big boys up front and the big boys can do it, that is going to be your formula tonight to try to pull off this upset.
All right. That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll talk with one of the team leaders of this team, Hunter Wohler, when we continue. Pregame coverage is rolling on in 3 minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A Badger pregame show continues as Wisconsin gets set to square off with the number one team in the nation, the Oregon Ducks. Time out for our player profile. You know, Luke Fickell's talked with his team and even publicly about what you want to do here down the stretch of the season. You obviously want to be playing your best football as you get to the stretch drive. And you also want to play for these guys who are having their last ride as college football players, and that includes Hunter Wohler, the senior out of Muskego. He is a second on the team in tackles, including one for a loss. He has broken up six passes, and he is without a doubt one of the leaders of this team and has been for a little while. And he's also someone who's seen a lot of challenges in his career here with coaching changes and all of that. But he has continued to excel without question. Hunter Wohler, a true Badger on and off the field.
Having different coaches, it's never easy having those transitions. But you learn a lot, and you see the game from a different perspective, and having to learn two different defenses, I think, also has just helped me, you know, become a smarter and more well-rounded football player. But, you know, I think just being at Wisconsin it's a great place, great atmosphere, great locker room. So it's, you know, that's the biggest part of it is, you know, I just enjoy being here and love being here and love the guys. So, you know, that makes it real easy.
I remember one of the social media clips that the football folks put out. And this was probably in the winter or maybe the summer, where you were getting the message across as one of the leaders, hey, I'm a senior. This is it for me. Have you been able to, as much as you're focusing on the next practice, the next game, have you given yourself a little time each week to just take a look around and say, this is pretty cool what I've been able to do here?
I've tried to. But it definitely gets hard just because, like you said, it's, you know, what's next? You're focusing on the next day, the next game, whatever the next thing is coming that you have to be prepared for. So I mean, I probably don't do it as much as I should be. And I know I told myself coming into this year that I was going to, but I've definitely kind of made an emphasis for myself in, you know, when we run out of the field on Saturdays, just looking around and just taking it in and enjoying it, especially at home, because opportunities are limited, and I think we only have two more home games left. And, you know, even being on the road, just cherishing every moment and you know, enjoying those Friday night dinners with the boys and just the little things that make college so special.
Everybody tells me that when they get toward the end of their career or when the career is done, we all remember when you did this, that, or the other on the field. But it's the locker room, it's the dinners, it's the, you know, maybe the plane rides. Those are the things, it sounds like, that really that stand out to you, even though you've got more ahead of you here as we speak, but those are the things that mean a lot to you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you come to play football for the games, mm-hmm. but everything that you really truly look back on and remember is just all the little things and the little moments of goofing around in the locker room and, you know, hanging out up watching film, you know, with all the guys, and like I said, the Friday night dinners and just little things when you get to be with the boys, and it's not necessarily strictly about football, but it's just hanging out and enjoying each other.
You have emerged as one of the leaders of this team, Coach Fickell, Brady Collins. They've talked about that. Guys like you, Jake Chaney. What defines being a really strong? I mean, you're a lead by example guy, but when you have something to say, you'll say it too. But what for you? What defines a good leader?
You know, I think respect is a big part of it. And I think respect is definitely earned. And, you know, you have to do that by not necessarily always being the vocal one, but by showing up to work every day and doing things the right way and carrying yourself the right way and, you know, going about your business the right way. I think that means a lot. And by doing that, you earn a lot of respect with how hard you work, with how much you study, with, you know, you name it. You know, I think that gives you a chance to be a leader. And then, you know, when, like you said, when things need to be said, someone's got to say it. And, you know, it happens to fall on certain people. And I guess myself and Chaney have found ourselves in those positions, which we love. We love being leaders. And, you know, just continuing to push these boys every day.
One of the things that Jake talked about, too, we visited with him recently, is how a lot of the new guys, if they're freshmen, if they're transfers, have really fit. and you know, year two with Coach Fickell and his staff. But that's helped as you guys continue to grow this thing. Jake's right, isn't he? I mean, wherever they're from, as true freshmen or wherever they may have played in college previously, they seem to check the boxes athletically for sure, but in all the other areas too.
Yeah, I give Coach Fick a lot of credit for the guys that they brought in. I mean, transfers especially, because you go other places and you know who knows what could happen. But the guys they brought in have been really solid dudes and have been great additions to the team on and off the field. And then you know the freshmen are just obviously a couple guys that are making their presence known right away this year. So yeah, I give the coaches a lot of credit, and you know, I think it's also a little bit credit to this place and in this program just because of the culture that is put in place. And I think that you know if guys don't kind of fall in line a little bit right away and you know prepare and train the way that this place always has and always will, you know, they'll stand out a little bit. So, but yeah, I do give coaches a lot of credit for bringing in the right people.
And that is Badgers senior defensive back Hunter Woller. He used the term solid dudes. Hunter Waller's about as solid as it gets. I mean, he has just been that quintessential Wisconsin Badger athlete, what he does on the field and all.
It's important to him, and I think that comes through. You heard that. It means a lot, and he's had transitions, different coordinators, coaches, but he just consistently is a really good player. He's going to be a good pro. He's going to be playing next year on Sundays, and we've been very fortunate to be able to watch him go because he plays the game the right way.
Yeah, he really does. Does it all the right way.
I just got a little deal here. Our fans here, I don't know how the game's going to play out tonight.
Yeah.
But we're a little chilly. Windows up. The Oregon radio booth, windows closed.
Oh, the teeth were chattering. They said, it's not like this in Eugene.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to do our part. We're going to be tough and physical up here. I'm not sure what's going to happen over there.
Well, it's kind of warm, kind of balmy here, if you ask me.
I ain't lie to you. I wouldn't mind if windows closed.
Tosh one layer short. That's a bad feeling. That was me 10 years ago when Melvin Gordon was running for 8 million yards against Nebraska. We're freezing up here. It's mild. It's like 47 degrees. Come on, man. All right, we'll take a break, but before we do, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now we'll go ahead and take the break. Our pregame coverage is the Badgers and Ducks get ready to have at it. A little after 6:30 Central Time is when this game will begin. In the meantime, our pregame show continues. We'll hear from Patrick Herb in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever, and who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com, that's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you